This is GQDN for Friday, April 12th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line, put in the word quest, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Great energy drinks, y'all. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff and some good perks up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Final Fantasy news. Oh, did somebody just team up with something? And people were talking about the Disney Speedstorm Battle Pass. But we begin today with IGN. And they said that Japan did arrest a 36-year-old man because they were selling a modified Pokemon, save data to customers online. Now that does go up against the Unfair Competition Prevention Act, and that's what Japan has. So that person was arrested. Now the 36-year-old admitted to committing the crimes, and that was the heart of ongoing investigation, and that was the justification that he did to earn a living. And according to Automaton, the suspect could be in prison for 5 years and or could be fined up to 5 million yen, which is $32,600. So we shall see what happens with that. Now, Ubisoft is deleting the crew, and Gadget.com did provide the story. And Ubisoft has a racing game that's only online. It's called The Crew, and it will be stopped by Ubisoft, so it won't be operable on April 1st. So that already did happen. But some people did find that things are going even further with that game. And they said that the company was actually reached into Ubisoft Connect's accounts and revoked the license to the game. So when people were trying to log into the game, they found a message that said that the access was no longer available to them. So here's what Accursed Farms and Mathis Gillett did say on Twitter, first with Accursed Farms. Quote, "I'm getting reports that people having the crew revoked on people's accounts on Ubisoft Connect. I'm not sure that even matters since they made it operable anyway, but many in Europe seem to think this is illegal. Maybe it doesn't change our plans either way. Can only help." But Mathis did say, quote, "Also removed from my account. I'm in EU. Lost out time?" Now, Ubisoft did offer refunds to those who did recently purchase the crew, and the game's been around for about a decade. So the refund does not apply to the vast majority of players. Some people did plan to set up a private server to play the game, but that's not available. So we'll see what happens there. Now, if you like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and Remake, Part 3 may be done. GamesRadar.com did say that's because none of that team has been split up yet. Now, there's a little more indication of what we can expect for Part 3, but there's no release window that has been confirmed yet. Now, what Audrey did say on Twitter was, quote, "Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 main story has already been completed, and Nomura thinks they will perhaps start voice recording in the near future. He remarks that Cadace proposed an idea to him about something very important to include even though it wasn't in the original game. And Nomura is pondering how to deliver. He thinks it'll surely make people happy if they can do it well. Cadace hopes to deliver an amazing product for Part 3 without having to sacrifice quality over time. He says the reason why FF7 Rebirth was such an efficient development period was because they retained the same staff as the precious installment, and Part 3 will also have the same team. Cadiz mentions Final Fantasy VII Rebirth was actually done within 3 years, about 1 year was developing the DLC, and he hopes to be able to stick with that schedule for Part 3 too. It's good to see the team is still together, but people are still mad about this one though. According to GamesHub.com, Disney Speedstorm Battle Pass got a big time uproar. So Disney Speedstorm from Gameloft did make a change to the monetization of the racing game, which means players were able to earn access to the game's Golden Pass, which is their season pass, by grinding for tokens. When the next season launches, the players will only be able to unlock the Golden Pass by purchasing access for $10. So, here's what they said in their blog post on the Gameloft blog post. Quote, starting in Season 7, significant structural changes will be coming to both Golden Pass and Season Tour. Our goal with the changes, make our Golden Passes more engaging and faster to complete for players. Allow players to focus more on which races they wish to unlock via Golden Passes, and give us more rewards to players that can be used on any racer in time in the game. Well, what Duran Lewis did say on Twitter, quote, the Golden Pass will no longer be purchasable with tokens. That is possibly the worst change you could ever, that is possibly the worst change you could make. We've been saving up tokens because of the pass. What another player did say was, quote, starting to regret purchasing a founder pack, save my tokens for future passes, and now they're going to be direct purchases. Guess I'll stop playing, end quote. Yeah, people aren't happy, but someone might be. According to GameSpot.com, according to IGN.com, my bad, Neil Newborn is not done with Estrian, but Larian is done with Baldur's Gate 3. Well, what we do know is that another company may be taking up the Baldur's Gate, or already has. But Neil wants to be with the game. So here's what he told IGN. Quote, most characters, once I finish the work, especially on long jobs, and this is particularly long jobs, I usually have compensation, and it's like, great, that's done. I'm happy moving forward to the next role. That's what he said. For the quote, with Estrian, his rhythm is still very much alive inside me somewhere, and I feel I'm not done with him. But you know, it's not my call. Hopefully at some point I'm going to reprise him, and I'd love to do it, but we'll have to wait and see. But he was asked about moving the character to Dungeons & Dragons, even in the movie, and he was very excited about it. So, what will happen? We shall see. Team Liquid got busy. Two articles on this one. From Esports Insider. We'll start with Death Note. Yes, they teamed up with Viz Media. And now you can get Team Liquid clothing with the anime-themed Death Note. And that is very, very interesting. So if you like Death Note and you like Team Liquid, that's a combination for you. But they also teamed up with Loadout. So why this? Well, there are 30,000 variables that Loadout does try to offer with Team Liquid. So Loadout did team up with Team Liquid, ha ha ha, just to see how the fans, or what the fans are thinking. Very interesting. So here's what Jason Lucas Lux, which is the director of partnerships, EMEA, Team Liquid, did say about the partnership with Loadout, quote, as a global esports organization, Team Liquid reaches fans all around the world. At every stage of the partnership process, from pitch to execution, we require insights on our varied audiences that support our unique-to-market strategies. Our use of audience data has been instrumental in the success of our sponsorship business and Loadout with support of GWI. We will give a global advantage moving forward. Very interesting. Oh, you want some toys? Yeah, we're coming to the end of the show. We got some codes towards the end from another website, but we're going to be talking about toys right now because Batman, Armored Batman, according to GameSpot, is available. They provided two links, and I think it goes to the DC store, but still, there are two links. One is Batman vs. Superman, Armored Batman, $300. And the Batman vs. Superman Armored Batman Deluxe Edition is $370. There are some other ones. Batman vs. Superman Batman Deluxe Edition at $350. Batman Forever Sonar Suit, $260. Batman Begins Nomex Survival Suit, $260. Batman Arkham Origins, XE suit, special edition, $380. Batman 1989, deluxe version, $350. The Flash Batman modern suit, $310. Zack Snyder's Justice League Batman tactical bat suit, $305. All very interesting. Now, PC Gamer does have some codes from Genshin Impact from the 4.6 live stream. And I'm not going to provide it to you, sorry. But to find it, you go to bcgamer.com and look for the article. But if you want those codes, they have them. But what could you get? You get some Primo Gems, 10 Mystic Enhancement Ore. You get more Perigee Gems and 5 Heroes Wit. And more Primo Gems and 50,000 Mora. And they give you the how-to in the article. Link to the article is in our Discord, if you're a patron. Now, PC Gamer did say that there are two crypto-integrated handhelds that might be working. One is the blockchain. Oh, I'm sorry. One is the SuPlay 0x1. And that has a native Web3 capability. And there's also one called BitBoy 1, which is an orange Web3 gaming handheld from Tom's Hardware. Now, the BitBoy 1 might sell about $500, but if you really wanted a handheld, PC Gamer said, check out the Steam Deck OLED. So we'll see about that. Oh, now PC Game Zen may have a free game for you. And it's called Anomaly Collapse, which is a roguelike game. And you do command some animal warriors. Pretty cute, I do admit. But some of them yours. So if you want to enter, once again, the link is in our Discord. Go to thegroupquest.com. Go to patreon.com/groupquest. And you can go check that out. If you don't want to, fine. Go to pcgamesand.com and find the link yourself. But we got the link. Yes, we do. And we got you hooked up. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge. Oh, you know what's up. All about the shows, whatever. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for the weekly show. Until then, go play some games, people.